You know when you're in that ultra-productive zone and you completely lose track of time, only to realize later that you have done incredible work, almost unconsciously? This in-the-zone state is called flow, which is a term coined by psychologist Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi. This so-called flow state has become one of the central topics in the field of positive psychology, in which the aim is to enhance our overall quality of life rather than to fix what's haunting our minds. The experience of flow, as some of you may know, is highly enjoyable and rewarding. But apart from its effect on mental gratification, it is also said to enhance our overall productivity and performance level. Flow can occur in a wide variety of scenarios, ranging from work, sports, leisurely activities like playing video games, and even social interactions. In flow, it is thought that a part of the prefrontal cortex, an area in our brains which help us make rational decisions, temporarily deactivates. Brain waves also decline to a slow, steady theta wave, which brings us into a state between wakefulness and sleep. We make spontaneous, lateral connections, and our intuitions seem to become more refined. For example, solutions to difficult problems just seem to pop out of nowhere, or our bodies would take the right action at the right time without us even trying to. Some say that this intuitive state of mind is caused by the awakening of implicit brain functions which are normally overshadowed by our rational thoughts. In human motor control, implicit motor functions often refer to our ability to stand and walk smoothly. But what if there were more that our bodies can do when we shut down our top-down thinking? Researchers in the field of sports psychology have looked into how flow can change the performance level of an athlete, like hitting a target better or running faster. But few have examined the exact changes in an individual's movement qualities. This is where the study of dancing comes in. Curiously, this whole scientific framework coincides with what dance researchers say. They say that when a dancer reaches a flow-like state in their performance, they exhibit an extraordinary quality that can actually be observed by the spectator's eyes. My PhD project focuses on the inhibition of conscious decision-making during flow and its physical manifestation during dance. I have so far set out to find out what sorts of dance-related activities evoke flow and how dancers experience this phenomenon. I'm also looking into how this flow state can manifest on a dancer's body and whether we can identify this manifestation objectively. Keeping in mind that the field of positive psychology aims to find out how we can bring our everyday experience to its full potential, I'll be using my research findings to illustrate a universally applicable paradigm on how flow-inducing dance can benefit not only dancers, but also anyone who is hungry for some physical enlightenment.